Marik Zraya. Where is Marik Zraya? That there is a Mila Bomal, meaning the Mila is taller than the Mila of the husband, is not taller than the Mila in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the Raya for such a thing? So he says the Raya for such a thing is from the Pasuk, from Achashverosh, from Mordechai. Mordechai says, when Esther went to Achashverosh, Kasher, she went Berotzen, Kasher Avadeti, Avadeti, she was a Neser to Mordechai, even though Al Pi Halacha, she was allowed to do it, but was a Mila, and that's what she's also. So Rav Moshe, in the Tshuva, in Siman Mem Daled, in Eben Ezer, has the following Shalom. What happens the opposite? What happens if the husband tells her to do a Mila with somebody, but she knows that that's also? So he's not moil on her husband, but she's moil on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rav Moshe, that for sure is also asur. Right? And that's for sure also, because she, if he's moil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the Pasuk says, right, ish, ish, kitish, tish. The Rashi says, right, say twice, ish. Umol aboy malo dish. One keneged isha, one keneged ish milchoma, which is keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also, and that's the way, what you call it, that there is the isur, and that's the isur, that becomes, even though she actually thinks or she was mitzuva by her husband, is still also. And the question is, why Dafka this issue is such an interesting issue that is the meal of the husband and the meal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either one answers. Right? And this is the only place that meal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, but the meal of the husband also. And the Pasuk compares the two, ish, ish, ish is Melchoma, and ish alabayla. Question number one. Question number two. The Briskrov is medayik the father. The Pasuk says, V'nosan el klicheres, al mayim chaim. Right? El klicheres, not mayim chaim, sorry. V'nosan mayim kudoishim el keli. Right? The mayim kudoishim, it says on the Pasuk. So the mayim kudoishim, the Targum says, mei kyoira. That Mayim Kedoshim says the Targum Mei Kiyora. So the scroll is like, why does it be Mei Kiyora? Why can't you be Mekadosh B'Kli? Why can't you be Mekadosh B'Kli? They are Kli. Kli Shoras. Kli Shoras are Mekadosh. So be Mekadosh the Mayim. Why? So the scroll says, Al Korchach, there's Aloha, that here has to be, there's no Kli by Soita. So therefore, you need a Kli that's Kli there for something else, which is Mimel at the water in Yukuts for the Soita. That's Mei Kiyora. But to have a kli, to be kadosh for the soita, soita doesn't have a kli. There's no tfisas kli, because the mayim kedoshim is not a kedusha because there's a kli to take it, because a kli doesn't make part of the mayim kedoshim. It has to be a mayim kedoshim that's on a kli for something else, and that to use it. But you cannot have a kli for me soita. And that's why the Targum says, and that's what the Rambam also says, it's me hakir. The koyin take from Yakir. And the question is, why there is such a thing? This is the only time you take the water, but the Pasuk says that there's no kli for water at Soita. Why there's no kli? That's question number two. And the question number three is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes a machloikis. Hatoilish me'atzitznok. If somebody goes ahead and cuts a leaf or something for me'atzitznok from a pot, which there is a hole, machloikis the Mishnah. So Tarakama says Nokov Chayev. The Tarakama says Atoyl Beatzitz Nokov Chayev, Veshenu Nokov Potur, and Reb Shimon is Poiter Bezeu Beze. Okay, so that's the Gemara says. So explains the following. Rova in Tzadik Heyamud Beis says Omar Rova Chomish Midas Bekliheres. There are 5 Midas in Kliheres. Nikav Kemoitzi Mashke. If there is a hole which is so small that if you put water drips out. That's mevatel the shem kli, tor me the tamid gister. That if you have a piece of cheres, usually it's a kli, right? When you broke a piece of cheres, it becomes a new kli because you could put something in it. If it has a hole, it's not choshuv, it's mevatel the shem kli. Now, then the second, what's the second one? The second one is nikav kekoines mashke. If it's a bigger hole, which is kekoines mashke, that the water not only drops out, but the water comes in, it's that is a separate darga that's mevatel a kli for some halachas. Then there is a third, which is nikav kishorish cotton. There is a nekev which is big enough for a root to come out. And that's legabe the halacha of atzitznokov, that he has a hole, then it's atzitznokov and has a din of mechubar. Rashi says this is aloha according to Tarakama, because Tarakama holds as mechubar. According to Rabbi Shimon Lagabe Shabbos is not. Right? And then there is a fourth one, which is the Kabbal Zaysim. If there is a hole for Zaysim, that's Mevatel the Shem Kli. Unless, and there is a bigger Darga, which is a hole the size of a Rimon, that's Mevatel a Kli, even those Kelim which are made for bigger fruits. So there are five kinds of ways to be Mevatel a Kli. So the Fikiyam wants to say, if you look at the Roshan Arambam, first of all, the Kash is on Rashi. Rashi says that the Aloch of Kemoit Keshoidish Kotten is only Nogia according to Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. The Pele is because according to Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, they only argue about Shabbos. Legabe the halacha of Mechubar, that when there is Atzitz Nokov, even Rabbi Shimon is masking, Legabe Tum is Mechubar. So why don't you say that Nafkimina Legabe? Why the Nafkimina is only according to Tanakama? Lechoera, make the Nafkimina Legabe the halacha of Mechubar, Legabe the halacha that Mechubar is not makeable Tumah. Give that halacha. And that's no game according to Rabbi Shimon. Why doesn't Rashi say that? So it says the Afikiyam, if you look at the Rambam says the Nika Keshorish Kotn is Mevatel the Shem Kli and therefore is Mechubar. So he explains the following. If on Shabbos, Machloikis, if on Shabbos is Gurad, is Machloikis if a Atzitz Nokv is Mevatel the Shem Kli. Is it Mechubar Akarka, it's Mevatel the Shem Kli. If it's Mevatel the Shem Kli, so then is Aloha that's Mechubar Gabi Shabbos. But if it's not Mechubar Gabi Shabbos, so that Aloha that's Mechubar Gabi Tuma has nothing to do with the Kli. It has to do Stam and Aloha Mechubar. And therefore, the Nik of Kesherish Kotn is not Afkimina. Afkimina is if there's a hole, that's Mechubar. The idea that Nik of Kesherish Kotn is by having Kesherish Kotn, you Mevatel the Shem Kli. And that is only a galocha according to Tanakama. Therefore, on Shabbos is going to also mevatel the Shem Kli is mechuba. But according to Reb Shimon, that by Shabbos it has a Shem Kli and your potter. So even though legabi alochas of Tuma is called mechubar, has nothing to do with the Shem Kli because he holds as mechubar even if he's through a Kli. According to Chachomim, which is the same alocha legabi Shabbos, same alocha legabi Tuma, it has to be mevatel the Shem Kli. And the question is the alocha of mechubar. Why does he have to be vatal the Shem Kli? Is Aloch Mechubar? Is it Yoinek? Is it connected to the Kark or not? Why do you have to say it's vatal the Shem Kli? So those three questions. The first question is this Aloch? Why this double Mila, the Gabi? Soita? The second Shaila is why Davka Maim Kedoshim El Keli, Maim Kedoshim for the Kli Cheres has to be a Kli that's Kodesh of the Kior. It cannot be that's Kodesh from a special Kli because there's no Kli to be Mekabah the Mea Soita. And the number three question is why Kesherish Kotn is Mevatel the Shem Kli, according to Chachomim. The Choyer has nothing to do with the Shem Kli. To explain all of this, to explain what the Shlo says here in our Parsha. Says the Shlo in our Parsha that this Aloch of Soita, when the Pasuk says Ish Ish Kitish Teisho, this is a parallel to the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we got at the Torah by Har Sinai. Besides that, there is a halacha that is the concept of a relationship, a chibur. Because if you look at Chet Etz Hadas, Chazal say, ready, that the Nochash was Boal Chava. What the Nochash did was, Adam and Chava were connected, and she created a separation. She, ki beyochol asered lebaila. She was Boal, and that's all the issues that came out of there, that she was boil chava, and that created a separation. That's why the chet etz hadas is the separation. Das is chibur, creates a separation, and that's la tacharav mesapeches, which is creates a separation between the tzadas and the tzachaim. That is the concept of this. So this isha soita is a parallel to that relationship. That the Isha Soita is that the relationship, there is a chibur to her husband. When she goes ahead and she has something with somebody else, she is mevatel that relationship. And that is the parallel for a person to see. That's why Chazal made from it, that's why the Pasuk makes from it from such a ritual. Because it's the representation of what Chet Etz Hadas meant in the separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate Noisen. That separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate Noisen, which is the Nochosh, is the concept here. And that concept is represented by the water and the Kli. that the tikkun of that is the Mayim Kedoshim El Keli. The Mayim Kedoshim is the hashpo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. And that's hashpo because water is the potential that he gives. And that's why it cannot be a kli. And we are the kli which are mekabel that. We are the kli cheres. But that kli, when you mekabel the kli from the water, that in itself is a separation. Because you, by being a kli, which is a kli cheres, it creates that kosnos oyer, which is that separation of skin, that superficiality. The kli in itself creates a separation between the kli and the water. That kli, because every kli is the gashmius, that by nature, because of chet etz hadas, there is no direct connection. The same way the soita. The soita, by the fact that she did something with somebody else, she broke that relationship, which is a parallel of a chet etz hadas that created a separation between us, which are mekabel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the noisen. And the pasuk, that's why here the water cannot be through a kli, because the water represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the noisen, and we are the kelim to be mekabel. That's what the scroll says, has to be from Meakir. That's one. Now, that's why Mo'al Abomal is this double Me'ila, because this is a representation of the relationship between us. That's why the Chassidim have a minute to learn Mesechta Soita, which is 49 Dapim, between Pesach and Shavuos, because that's the relationship. Yom Chasu Nosi, Yom Simchas Liboi. And the Pasuk tells you, says the Shloh. That's the Aloch of Rava. The Aloch of Rava is that you have to be mevatel the Shem Kli for you to become Tohar, for the Kli not to be a separation from the Kli Cheres, which is the Odom, to be connected to the water. You have to be mevatel the Shem Kli. And that's why Rava says Kli Cheres has five ways to be mevatel the Shem Kli, keneged the four parts of the Neshama. The physical Neshama, right, that goes on that, you have to be Moitzi Mashke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, and you have to contrain. That's Kibidas Adin, that's Sur Mera. The first thing is to contain Bimidas Adin, not to do everything. Kedoshim Tiyu, Kadosh Atzmecha B'Moisalach. That's the first bitul of Klicheret, which is the lowest darga, which the lowest is Kimoitzi Mashke. When you're Moitzi Mashke, you're Toho. The next one, the second level of Taira, that you mevatel the Shem Kli when you use a koines mashke, that you take your potential when you use it, after you do Sur Mera. So then what you take for yourself is the Shem Shomayim, that's Geneged the Ruach. The Ruach is the metaphysical. Gashmius is physical. And physical on that state in Gro, that's Geneged Isha Zora. I'm sorry, Isha Nuchriya. That is something that has no shaykhos, you have to be Moitzi Mashke. But that idea of something which is called the metaphysical taiva, which is called chemda, that chemda you have to do l'shem shomayim. You have to be misapech. That's why it's called isha zora. You cannot do it for physical. Let's say this idea of oyev kesev, l'itzba kesev, which is the emotions, which is the ruach. You have to, taira is not only with them when you don't use it, but when you use it l'shem shomayim, chamidu deraisa. And that's why is the Taira is kekoines mashke. When you're able to bring that mashke onto yourself, you mevatel the kli, that you're not taking the kli as a physical kli, but you as a broken kli, kekoines mashke, that's keneged the ruach. Keneged the neshome is when you're connected. You mevatel the shem kli, yes, when there's a shoresh koton. Because the neshome is neshome shenosat abit tehoirahi, that you are kosher to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the chelk of the neshome. And the tikkun of the neshama is to be kosher in the shoresh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we asked, why is it mevatel the Shem Kli? Yes, because the mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bitul of the Shem Kli. Because the tairas akilim is keneged the tairas aguf. The tairas aguf is that when you connect ke shoresh kot, the shoresh neshama is mevatel the guf. That's what the Rambam says, a person is kosher in divrei Torah, is yeles ov, yeles chen, is mevatel the yetzahor, is mevatel the Kli. And then, keneged the chaya and the yechida. Chaya and the yechida are the abilities to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chaya is keneged the zeisim, which is keneged the maisa toif, which is something lemaila, which is, I'm sorry, that's the idea of Torah, which is keneged the zeisim. Zeis is keneged Torah. We know that Shem and Zeis keneged shikha, that a person should not have shikha, and the and that's ogur besoichu, and the zeis is the idea of the working, the extracting, the mevatel himself like Zayis. That's why Zayis will crush, is keneged Torah. Torah is keneged Chaya. Chaya is what gives you life that connects it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Yechida is Keneged Mitzvahs. Yechida is above the cognitive of Torah because that is something which is even in a higher sense because those are the Levushim that allowed you to connect Moshon Tzavta to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Kemoitzi Rimoin, which is Keneged Yechida, and Rimoin is Mlei Mitzvahs Kerimoin. So says the Shloh. This aloch of the five alochos of Kelim is how to be mevatel the kli, not to be a kli cheres when it's mekabel the mayim, because you realize that the idea of soita is because she's a kli cheres which is not shovel. If it's a kli cheres which is not shovel, you create a self that's mevatel from the water, so the water cannot be mashpia. And that's exactly what there is a soita, that there is a separation between her and Baila. If you want to create a chibur, that doesn't do is the shviras a kli, because then the kli doesn't become a hefsek, and the shviras a kli are the five, and that's why shoyrish cotton is mevatel, because the shoyrish aneshoma, by being kosher, is mevatel, the kli, and those five are kenegative five chalke aneshoma.